A half dozen shuttles borrowed from Gulf Island's National Seashore were to have served the 39-block downtown area beginning Memorial Day weekend.
They're 27-passenger tram units consisting of a motor and a trailer unit. They're all electric. Since the ferry service has been delayed a year until spring of 2018, we didn't want those trams to just sit there unutilized, so we did reach out to the city of Pensacola.
Park Superintendent Dan Brown says the vehicles would have been loaned to the city virtually free of charge.
They would have to be operated and maintained and recharged on a regular basis. So there are costs associated in operating it, but in terms of our making them available to the city or the Downtown Improvement Board, there would be no cost for that.
The project was to have been funded by businessman Quint Studer and his wife Rishi. The inspiration came from last fall's use of trolleys on loan from Pensacola Beach, which was considered a success in moving about 4,000 passengers through the area.
It was one of those things that fell in our lap and we tried to turn it into a home run, and it didn't turn into a home run. Everybody did what they said they'd do. We hoped would be a nice opportunity, but there was just too many strings to it to make it happen.
D.C. Reeves is Director of Operations and Communications for the Studer family of companies. There were issues with liability and getting them street legal.
It's one of those mobility answers, and it is a true amenity for the city, and it's still a great idea. There are just inherent challenges with this particular style of vehicle.
Kurt Morris, Executive Director of the Downtown Improvement Board, says in this case, size does matter.
They're not as small as a street legal golf cart, and because they're larger, it presents another layer of restrictions and requirements.
Once you get to a certain size of those without seat belts in them, them being open, if you can't get them street legal, then you run into insurance issues. If they're going to be on the street, but they're not registered without a tag, then there's some insurance expense, if insurers will even insure them at all.
Despite the setback, both D.C. Reeves and Kurt Morris say the idea of a shuttle service downtown is not completely off the table.
As a matter of fact, it's one of the two or three top things on my desk right now is to start looking into different vehicles that may be operated just here privately. It might be a private sponsorship.
We're going to readdress this, hopefully get everyone at the table that has a stake in this, hopefully Gulf Power, ECAT, anyone that can help give us insight on this.
While many cities have downtown shuttle service, the Pensacola model stands alone because of its uniqueness, a smaller footprint, and wanting to use much smaller electric vehicles.
One of the key challenges is these types of low-speed vehicles, and they're really designed to be incorporated into the mobility of a park or some other location that's not populated with vehicles, particularly public vehicles.
Morris is hopeful that this week's meeting will generate some ideas on how to come up with the funding to get a trolley system on the streets of downtown Pensacola. And then it's a visit to City Hall.
There are examples in the southeast where municipalities have used executive order and privilege to allow certain mobility exercises to happen. So we may be able to talk to the city.
But Morris adds that for now, there's just so much that's unknown. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.